I have to bite my lip to keep from laughing. I'm not used to this stern Cass. It feels unnatural, strange, and for some reason, suddenly very funny. What I care about is that we are almost out of water. She stands and thrusts the empty bladder in his face, forcing him to lean back on his elbows. We'll be out of food in a few days. What I care about is not wasting away out here in the forest because we were too scared to go back to our village, she says. She taps one foot on the ground vigorously, as if she can't control her own body. There is nothing to go back to, Jed says, his voice the tone of finality. You don't know that, Cass says. Her voice is growing higher pitched, more desperate. You can't know that. You only know that things were going badly when you left. You can't say that they didn't get better, that they weren't able to push back against the breach. Jed says nothing, his expression indicating that he has retreated back into his mind, back into his memories of Beth. Cass begins to pace around us. Aren't you able to see what's going to happen here? The way that this will end? We will follow these paths until we're too weak to move, and then we will die out here. She waves her hands around as she speaks, and she is so caught up in her fervor that she doesn't see the tears in Jacob's eyes, that she is terrifying him. What is the point of wandering around out here like that? She screams. There is something out there, I finally say. She laughs, her eyes wide and wicked. What's out there, Mary? Do you mean your ocean? She places her hands on her knees and bends over until her face is level with mine. Can we drink the ocean, Mary? Will your precious ocean save us when we're dying here on this path? Straightening back up, she announces, I am going back. She looks around at us before adding, and I'm taking Jacob with me.